You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
How common is it for people who are in, you know, some sort of extreme religious belief kind of on their own, like Lori and Chad were, to have other family members come into that fold, as we've seen here with Melanie that came in? Are they at higher risk? Are you at higher risk if you have a family member that's really into this stuff of falling trapped into it?
I think families carry a lot of influence. And so you'll see that probably with all religions, you know, people that were raised with a certain belief system, often their kids or other relatives, their siblings, you know, they're all a part of it. You see that a lot with the Mormon church, mm-hmm. you know, where people stay in it. I just read something recently that you can tell Mormons by looking at them, because the gene pool has been sort of concentrated. And so this was a scientific thing, that there was a Mormon physical appearance.
Really?
Yes. And I'm not making this
sure, yeah.
It sounds weird.
No.
But this article was a scientific article. It broke it down because they marry other Mormons.
Yeah.
And so they do have a much more narrow gene pool than the rest of the population. Yeah. And so I think, yeah, there is a tendency to keep these beliefs in the family or the family members to share them.
Well, and then you also have the fact that some religions, where if you do leave the church, you lose your family too.
Yeah, very much so. I see that a lot of folks with, a lot of people do leave the Jehovah Witness faith mm-hmm. because it's so strict and narrow and
sure.
can't celebrate birthdays and, you know. And so a lot of times people come to therapy who are former Jehovah Witnesses, and their big grief is that their family has completely cast them out. They've lost everybody.
And what is that? Like, if you truly have a family and you love your family, and then one of them decides, you know what, this isn't for me. The fact that a family, like a parent, could just be like, well, you're out, you know, because you don't like, and just dismiss the relationship, the everything, the bonding, the years and years and years of bringing that person into this world, helping them become an adult, and then just turning it off because they have a slightly different belief system. What kind of human being is that? I mean, is that a narcissist right there? I mean, are some of these more cult-like religions like Jehovah's Witness, is it really just a bunch of narcissists that are able to kind of flip things on and off, where they can just dismiss their family members in that sort of an extreme way, when otherwise they would have been loving and warm had they not chosen to leave the religion?
It's really hard to understand, and it does smack of a lack of empathy, definitely.
Yeah.
Are they all narcissists, or are they something else? I don't know if we have it really figured out. It also, you know, brought to mind another extreme case that I think is part of the culture and part of the way people are indoctrinated, like the honor killings that you see in countries like India and Pakistan
yeah.
sometimes with the Muslim families, where, you know, they find a girl is raped or something awful happens and they kill her.
Yeah.
You know, she's stoned to death. And I can never wrap my head around how people murder their own children. But humans we're kind of weird, you know, and you get people in groups where behavior is normalized like that, and people can swallow it.
They adapt, especially when you somehow mix supernatural powers into it, a religion.
Yes.
And that's the scary thing, because it's like, that's, I don't believe, is like the intent of it. Most religions, most, and there's some, I mean, some are just meant to be good, but you can, you know, twist anything around. Let's take a listen to Lori's niece, Melanie, here, talking about, of course, who else is bad? Well, maybe the police looking into you. And, well, they're naturally, of course, then dark.
At some point, did you have conversations with Chad and Lori about law enforcement?
Yes.
What did they tell you in relation to law enforcement?
They told me that law enforcement was corrupt and that they were after them and that they couldn't be trusted.
At some point, do you recall if specific law enforcement officers were identified as dark by Chad and Lori?
Yes.
Who were those officers?
Detective Aramisio and I want to say Detective Hope. Is that? I'm not sure if that's right. It was somebody who was related to Tammy's family, I think.
So not a far stretch there for them to label law enforcement dark, because obviously they're looking into them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, definitely. Yeah. Anybody who was going to get in their way was dark. And I would not be surprised if there were eventually hit squads sent out after them, you know,
if they had
gotten away with it.
I was wondering about that. I'm wondering, you know, had they continued to progress, you know, if those officers' lives would have been in danger. Melanie did get a bit of a wake-up call from her newer husband, even on their wedding night, where he finally said, yeah, there's something kind of weird here about the day, Bill.
Let's listen. In addition to, you know, giving me a blessing, you know, or saying, you know, they approve of me marrying Melanie. They gave me a religious blessing.
Was anything strange about the religious blessing to you?
It was unorthodox based on the LDS beliefs that I held at the time. He talked about shielding me with light, removing dark weapons from me.
Initially, were you somewhat open to some of the ideas she was sharing?
Yes.
How long did you remain open to those ideas?
Until the night we got married.
What changed that night?
The weight of what she was sharing, the implications of what she was sharing. It was just hearing that she feared that Tylee and JJ may have been in danger at that time. And the behavior that she was seeing from Chad and Lori at that time.
It's going to be a little difficult to differentiate sometimes. Okay, this is a good blessing over here. This is a bad blessing, but they're both kind of equally crazy. But this one seems to be a little more violent than this one. I mean, what is that? I mean, we're like, I'm open to some of your beliefs and then some draw a line at.
Yeah, it's so hard to tease out when because a lot of people would say that a lot of the Mormon beliefs are nutty, you know, crazy. So I think speaks well of this guy that he at least had a line when people were in danger or there was a threat or a suspicion of violence, that was something that he could not validate, could not accept that. So that speaks well of him. And it would be interesting to know if his belief system has changed overall about his faith since this horror story has come out.
You know what we don't see in any of the witness testimony is remorse. We don't see anybody looking back on this going, oh God, yeah. It's just like, yeah, this is what I believed and all good. there's no covering the face like, oh God, I can't believe I believe. Usually if you walk out of something that you realize, oh, that was pretty bad, you're going to exude that in some way, shape, or form. We don't see that in any of the people.
No. And tears, you know,
tears,
mean, I would think having been part of this horrendous thing, I mean, I can't imagine being part of this horrendous thing, but if I were part of anything horrendous, I would be shedding tears about it. I mean, I would be really distraught. Yeah.
Yeah. A very interesting group of people. And it does make you wonder, what are they believing now? Or what cult has found them now?
Exactly. What's the future hold for them?
Yeah. Exactly.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.